want.
This is Layla, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to my solo show today. You just listened to Rockman by McGee, which has been my latest obsession. I just think it's such a unique song in the way that the vocals are almost... They remind me... I don't know. Maybe there's music aficionados listening who are going to be like, that's a horrible take, but... It kind of reminds me of, like, shoegaze in the way of it's, like, are you actually singing English or are you making sounds right now? So, I really enjoyed it. I just like the beat of it all. I think that's a pretty new song, too. Let me check. I know that 2024. So, yeah, pretty recent. I think that McGee is nominated for some Grammys, potentially. I should probably check that before I start just saying things at this point. But because it's just me on the air today, by the way, this is Layla. I don't think I ever said who you're listening to. But because it's just me on the air today, I thought it might be fun to kind of just play a very, very freeform set of some different kinds of music that I've been listening to a lot lately. Recently, one of my friends asked me, she was like, what... like, exactly is your music taste? You know, we haven't talked about this before. And I was having a really hard time explaining. Just, I know that sounds annoying in terms of, like, oh, it's so hard to describe your music taste. Like, it's really not, because you can just describe things that you listen to or name artists. But I guess I just have a wide variety that I enjoy. And so I tried to give a little bit of a lot of different things going on, but keep them kind of somewhat together, the different things. So the next song is going to be Babe by Lewis Culture. I'm actually not sure. I really like this song. I don't know how I found it. It's the only song by this artist that I know, and it's a recent find for me. But I've been really enjoying it. So I hope that you stay tuned in for this hour where I play a lot of very different music. I'll be popping in and out to kind of talk a little bit about the songs and the genre and why I like it, or I don't know, whatever I want to say. And also, I'm kind of stressed right now because Tufts women's soccer is in the quarterfinals right now. They're playing, they're in overtime. So if you're a Tufts supporter, which I take it you are because you're listening to Tufts Freeform Radio, you know, throw one up for them because my friend's on that team. So let's hope the best for them. And I'll just be kind of playing some stuff as well. Anyway, please enjoy Babe.
And that's to leave this evening. I can't seem to shake these vultures off of my terrain. Cause power is made by pure manipulation. We keep on rolling to protect our situation. Now I'm bound to the water. I wanted water, but I walk through the fire. If this is what it takes to take me even higher, then I can move like I don't when the world keeps testing me, testing me.
That was Vultures live at the Nokia Theater by John Mayer. I would just like to say to anyone listening, if you have not listened to Where the Light Is, John Mayer live in Los Angeles, please give that live album a listen. It's really, really good. The first five or six songs is just him and his acoustic, and he's like, you know, one of the best guitarists, I think, of my generation. He's a little bit older than me, but you know, of the more modern generation, the 2000s, and then the second half is, you know, full electric, as you heard, with the entire band. It's just a great album. So if you have any interest slash if you enjoyed what you just heard, I would strongly recommend checking that album out. I'm popping in now a little prematurely just because we're about to have a little bit of a vibe switch, and I didn't want to jar anyone out there. I'm going to be turning it over a little bit. Like I said, today we're going to do a little bit of an exploration of the different musical genres that I enjoy. So that was a little bit of like a rock, soft rock vibe. But now we're going to turn it over to some jazz. We're just going to play one jazz song. And then after that, maybe I'll have to pop back in because then we're going to do something completely different again. So I'm just going to play some jazz now. I hope everyone enjoys. Thank you. Now that right there is a classic, if I've ever heard of one. That was Take Five by the Dave Brubeck Quartet, of course. One time, my sister said that that song makes her feel like she's a rat in the streets of Paris, running around, kind of a Ratatouille vibe. And I'd have to agree in the best way. So I hope you enjoyed that little diversion, musical diversion. And now for the rest of the 38 minutes of my little set today, I'm gonna turn over to some more electronic music, but different varieties of electronic music, starting with some very current EDM music. There's a lot of, I'm realizing more and more as I get into electronic music, there's a lot of different subgenres of EDM that you have to learn more and more if you are actually going to be, you know, a true aficionado. I don't know all of those demarcations yet, but I'm learning, and I'm enjoying all of them either way. So next up, we're going to do a Chris Lake and Sammy Virgie, and there's featuring, I don't know, sorry, but those are the two DJs on the track. Song, which is called Summertime Blues. I actually saw Sammy Virgie play, was it the Roadrunner? Maybe it was the Roadrunner a couple weeks ago. And it was fantastic. Amazing performer. He, while he's DJing, if anyone has seen him before, you know, he has a grin the entire time. He's smiling ear to ear. Just so fun, because it's like you want to see someone having a good time, you know, enjoying doing what they like to do, which in this case is, you know, spinning tracks. I guess people don't really spin tracks anymore. Some people do. I've seen people who live mix records. That's really cool. That's not this, though. This is all on the computer. Anyway, let's hear Summertime Blues by Sammy Virgie and Chris Lake. Buried in the snow, all this time I'm losing. Thinking of the cold, memories are useless. I've gotta let them go, I've gotta let them go. Gotta let go of the summertime blues. The summertime. Summertime blues.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are listening to Black Milk by Massive Attack featuring Elizabeth Frazier. I don't think I need to speak too much about that. I mean, Mezzanine is a pretty iconic album. And Massive Attack is pretty great, pretty chill vibes. Before we get into the last little part of this set that I have prepared, I'm gonna read a little public service announcement. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Boom. As somebody whose home is prone to blackouts due to the fact that I live on a dead end, I would say that that's pretty good advice. We've gone weeks without power before, and I had to break out my dad's old Walkman and listen to the radio. So, you know, it's also important to have access to music in these times. What if, you know, you don't have Wi-Fi? Download some music. Oh, you can't charge your phone. What are you going to do? Got to turn on the radio. You got a record player? Oh, got to plug it into the freaking wall. So think about it. Think about the ways in which you can listen to music if there's a blackout. That's pretty critical. Next up, I'm going to be playing some Fatboy Slim. Another iconic electronic dance music artist. I'm pretty sure a lot of people would recognize this track, even if you're not the biggest fan already of EDM or dance music or just tech kind of. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Y'all, it's been a long day already. Pretty tired. But I will say congratulations to the women's soccer team. As I said before, they are playing in the quarterfinals today. And they just won in the first round of overtime. So huge congratulations. Now they're off to the round of four, so the semifinals, which is really, really exciting. Yeah, with that said, let's go ahead and listen to some Fatboy Slim.
Thank you. WBCN, who's this?
Hey, this is Brad.
Now, who's your favorite artist? Who do you want to hear?
Well, my favorite artist right now is Fatboy Slim. That guy kicks ass.
How tremendous is Fatboy Slim?
The band of the 90s, if you want to call it a band, because it's a one-man name.
Wow. Fatboy, and you want to hear that new Fatboy song?
Absolutely.
Which one?
The, it's Funk Soul Brother. Check it out.
Sing it. I don't know which one.
Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother.
All right, y'all just listened to Born Slippy by Underworld. And that was the radio edit of the song, just because the original is about 7 minutes long. And I kind of wish I had just played the original, because I was really enjoying myself there and I could have kept listening to that. So if you enjoyed that, I recommend you check out the full-length version. But that was a little bit of techno. Just love that as well. And up next, we have another group of pioneering electronic music individuals, musicians, who are also known to have much more extended versions of songs than the ones that get radio play, which is going to be Daft Punk. There's a lot of radio edit kind of stuff going on with them too. This next one, it will not be a radio edit though. It'll be the original track, which will be Defunk. So I'm excited to play that for y'all. And yeah, you know, Daft Punk is such an interesting group because they're classically trained musicians, very, very talented. And you can tell that reads through in their music. You can hear, you know, just the level of talent, within that electronic music. Also an amazing live album from them, is, what is the name of this one? Let me find it. Alive 2007. So if you like this next song, I really recommend you check out that, because there's a good mixed version of this song on that. It was a live album they recorded in Paris in 2007, and probably one of the concerts that if I could go back, I would go to. But this won't be the live version, this will just be the regular version. With that said, this has been Layla, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And next week I won't be here, probably because of Thanksgiving, unless I miraculously get back here at, like, you know, a normal afternoon time. But I don't predict that that will be the case. So, that said, I hope everyone has an amazing Thanksgiving and enjoy some time off from school or work, or just some time hanging out with friends and family. I'm really excited to go home and hang out and eat some food and see my friends, my family. So I hope everyone has a really enjoyable Thanksgiving. And thank you so much for tuning in today. I'll be back in 2 weeks.